in all, 75 law enforcement and first responders will descend on Madeline Island in the town of LaPointe. Town Administrator Pete Clark isn't sure why they picked his place, but he says it could be a terrorist, drug dealer, anarchist, who knows drill. That's perfect for his island.
I think because it allows land, sea, and air. It's bad guys in a house on an island. So I suppose it could be any of those things.
Regional SWAT teams from Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Superior, plus the National Park Service, Coast Guard, the National Guard, DNR, Wisconsin Emergency Management, several police, sheriff, and fire departments will drill to combat what Eau Claire County Sheriff Lieutenant Rodney Stearns calls armed survivalists.
We've gone back to way back to Posse Comitatus days back in the 70s. This is people who don't believe in government, don't believe in law enforcement, don't recognize law enforcement at all, are self-contained, self-sufficient, battling laws that don't pertain to them.
Stearns says Madeline Island is unique, and so is this exercise.
Never been done before. I've done training missions that I put teams together, and we've trained like this manner. This one became complicated.
Complicated on purpose. Stearns says the public shouldn't even know they're there, and even each agency isn't told how it'll go down.
Making it fair, if you will, for both sides.
The operation begins at 9 a.m. and ends around 3 p.m. It includes beach and ferry landings and even a parachute drop. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.